My favorite topic, movies. I love movies. Nell Minow is here, the movie mom. And we're going to talk what's coming out for the holiday season. But first, you got to talk about a movie I just saw and you saw. We both liked it, Nuremberg. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I thought it was an outstanding movie, and it was a story I knew nothing about. You know, we're all familiar with the Nuremberg trials, which happened after World War II. I hadn't really focused on the fact that there had never been a trial following a war, and what was interesting about it is that they were trying the members of the German military not for what they did, like invading other countries, but for what they did to their own citizens. It's about what we later learned to call the Holocaust. And it was fascinating to see how it all came together with Michael Shannon as Supreme Court Justice Jackson, who organized it all. But most of the movie is just Russell Crowe as the number two in the Nazi party, Hermann Göring, talking to an American military psychiatrist that they brought in to interview the top 22 officials. And I was so interested in it that I actually tracked down the now out-of-print book that the real-life psychiatrist wrote, 22 Cells at Nuremberg, where he got to interview. Can you imagine that opportunity to talk to these incredible forces of evil and try to figure out what made them tick? So I thought that the scenes with Rami Malek and Russell Crowe were outstanding, and I had a wonderful time talking to the guy who wrote and directed it, spent years researching it, and I thought he did a wonderful job.
You got to get it right because people know the history, and you can't screw that up. And we both agree, Russell Crowe, an Academy Award nomination, minimum. If not the win.
Definitely. He was just incredible because, just like the real Hermann Göring, he had to be both charming and ruthless. And I thought he delivered on that really, really well. He's just an amazing actor.
Good performances all around. Good movie. Not the feel-good movie of the year, but still a
good... Well, in a way it is, because justice does triumph at the end.
They show some really terrifying actual footage of the concentration camp, Bergen-Belsen, Auschwitz.
The director told me that when he was first putting the film together, the team came to him and said, "Okay, now how are we going to recreate these scenes from Auschwitz?" And he said, "No, we're going to use the real footage, and we're not going to show it to the actors until we're filming." And he said to the actors, "I know you guys are doing a lot of research, and that's great. I love that you're doing the research. Please hold on the visual images because I want to film your actual reaction."
And, of course, after you see that, watch Judgment at Nuremberg from 1961 with Spencer Tracy, Maximilian Schell, who won the Academy Award that year, Richard Widmark. Judy Garland is in that film, believe it or not.
She sure is. And, yeah, it's got an all-star cast. Sidney Kramer directed it. And, you know, that follows chronologically after this that's at the end of the process, when the not just the American people but all of the people in the world who are so worried about the bomb, they're worried about the Soviet Union, they're like, are we still doing this? And that's the question about it. So that's also a very, very good movie.
And Werner Klemperer is in that film.
He's Colonel
Klink from Hogan's Heroes. Did that guy play anything other than a Nazi in his entire career? Is that his entire resume?
Well, that they cast him because he had a real life German accent.
I mean, that's Colonel Klink, and he's in Judgment of Nuremberg.
Yes, it is. I know.
Okay, let's
talk
about some good fun movies and the blockbuster. This is the one people have been waiting for over a year. Wicked for Good opens up.
And I saw it last night.
Oh, you didn't take me with you. Oh.
Well, I have to tell you, I got there last night, and this is just a movie screening. There were so many people dressed up as Oz characters. It was really, really, really fun. They gave it a real party atmosphere, and they were cheering and applauding. So, yeah. And if you haven't had a chance, watch the concert special from the entire cast that was just on TV. It is excellent. It is so much fun to see them and see them interact with each other and see them perform, and some behind-the-scenes footage and their conversations. It's really, really good. So, yeah, Wicked for Good. Okay, first I have to just say what anybody who's ever seen the play Wicked will tell you. All the good songs are in the first act, okay? so you're not going to be getting as, it's not as fun as the first one because it's a much darker story. This is about 12 years later, and it's about rebelling against the corrupt wizard, and it's about the falling out of the two friends, as you know, but it's also got just some incredible visuals and very touching moments, and I thought they brought it home very, very well.
The I saw the stage musical in Chicago, and I it just knocked me out. It was that good. Little side note here, from the original Wizard of Oz, 1939, two of the Munchkins were actually in this radio station, in this room that I'm in right now.
Wow.
And the sign,
I think you told me about that before, but that's very exciting.
And the sign that is right in back of me, the WRJN sign from decades ago, is still here, and we have a photograph of the two Munchkins in front of that sign right over there. And the lady who interviewed them is going to be with us on our 99th anniversary coming up in 2 weeks. So,
oh, that's amazing. Yeah, that's amazing. I actually met one of the Munchkins. He was doing a signing at a shopping mall here. He was the mayor of the Munchkins. And I just had a delightful conversation with him. What a sweetheart.
Now, let's talk about some other films opening up. Zootopia 2 is going to be a big holiday movie.
It is. I'm very excited about that. I loved the first Zootopia, which we remember did get the Oscar for Best Animated Film, and this one looks just as good. For those who are fans of Zootopia, I will probably, you will agree with me when I tell you that it was really important to me that the sloths are back, because they were the funniest part of the original film, so I'm happy to say that they are back. There's a great new character who's a snake, and there's an interesting theme about how the mammals have been kind of prejudiced against the reptiles. And the question is, are they going to be able to live together? And I'm looking forward to it very, very much. I love Jason Bateman, by the way. I love him and everything.
Oh, what fun. Michelle Pfeiffer is an overlooked mother. What's that about?
Well, I'm sure you remember the movie Home Alone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, which was shot in my hometown. And Oh, What Fun, it's kind of like a reversal because it's mom who gets left behind. Mom, who is so underappreciated. I wonder if, you know, you can imagine a world in which moms do all the work and no one ever thanks them. And so Michelle Pfeiffer is taking care of everybody and doing all the cooking and all the decorating, and no one is helping her or thanking her. And so when she gets left behind, she decides to go off on, I'm going to teach you a legal term because you know I'm a lawyer, okay? This is a very technical legal term, frolic and detour. And it means you just go off on a thing by yourself and have a blast. And that's what she does. And I love Michelle Pfeiffer, and this one looks like it is going to be What Fun.
I'd still remember her from Scarface.
I remember her from Scarface. She was great in that. Yeah. But I think my favorite of her movies is probably Married to the Mob.
Oh, yeah. That was good. Excellent. Yeah. All right. Next one we have is a parody of Downton Abbey. Now, tread lightly, because my wife is the biggest Downton Abbey fan. She just watched the entire series again on demand. And so tread lightly on this one. So what's this? It's a parody.
It is a parody. It's called Thackham Hall. And I'm also a big fan of Downton Abbey. And I think the more of a fan you are, the more you will appreciate the parody, because they nail it. And you have to really have seen some of these shows, not just Downton Abbey, but Upstairs, Downstairs, and some of the historical Jane Austen-style movies, to appreciate just how well they know it. And, you have to really love something to do a good parody of it. And, of course, the greatest of all in that category is Galaxy Quest.
Oh, yeah, that was good,
One of my favorite movies. But unless you have seen, every episode of Star Trek, you are not going to understand why it is so funny. So I think Thackham Hall is going to be a big hit, because it's definitely dedicated to the fans.
The Movie Mom, Nell Minow, talking with us this morning about all the new movies out. Before we get back to the new movies, it's the 50th anniversary of Siskel and Ebert, and you just wrote a nice piece online about it.
I did, at RogerEbert.com, where a lot of my reviews appear also. I had so much fun going through all the clips and picking out some of my favorites, including a clip from their very first episode where they're so nervous and the set looks like it cost about $1.50. But, you know, they really revolutionized the way we think about movies, and everybody loves their arguments, and I put in a link to a compilation of all their best arguments and insults of each other, and I have an outtake clip from them really insulting each other, and I'll just say Roger was better at it than Gene. But they made us understand the way they look at movies, and it made me want to be a critic. So it was a lot of fun to pay tribute to this show, which began as a local PBS show in Chicago, later became national on PBS, and then nationally syndicated by Disney. And it's really just a wonderful saga, and the two of them were great together.
I used to love the Dog of the Week feature.
Yeah, where the dog would come and bark.
And the most horrible movies. They don't do that anymore because they don't put those bad movies in theaters anymore. But they used to.
Oh, my friend.
Well, I am sorry.
I've been to go and sit through them.
I've been correct. You know, somebody asked Gene Siskel once. I said, what a great job to have. Yeah, until you got to sit through 2 hours of bad movies every day for a week, then it's not such a great job anymore.
I always say that my number one qualification for this job is that I don't mind watching bad movies because I like to think about why they're bad and write about why they're bad. And a lot of times it's easier to write about a bad one than a good one because we have a lot of different adjectives for why things are bad. We don't have that many for why things are good. So I like to write about bad movies, and I have certainly seen a lot this year. I mean, wow.
Jay Kelly, our next film with George Clooney and Adam Sandler. What a pairing.
I loved this movie, and Laura Dern, and Riley Keough, who you know is the granddaughter of Elvis Presley. I absolutely love this movie. George Clooney plays a character a little like him in that he is a big, huge movie star who's at a particular stage of life where he's beginning to think about some of his choices. He's got two daughters, one who is not even speaking to him anymore, that's Riley Keough, and the younger one who's getting ready to go to college and who is, I wouldn't say estranged from him, but not that interested in him because, you know what, she's 18 and she wants to be with her friends. And he's beginning to think about the choices that he made and whether he neglected them. And he's off to a festival where he's going to be honored and they're going to show clips from his old movies. And they show real clips from George Clooney's old movies. And Adam Sandler plays his manager, who is basically managing his whole life. He is there to take care of everything so the movie star doesn't have to have any problems ever, and he at some cost to his own family life. And I thought it was just an excellent movie. Really, really liked it. So that's Jay Kelly, and I recommend it.
Sentimental value. You say this might be enough for an Academy Award, huh?
Sentimental Value, I'm telling you right now, is the front runner for Best Foreign Language Film. It is in Norwegian and Swedish and some English. And believe it or not, it's got a lot in common with Jay Kelly because it's also about a filmmaker played by Stellan Skarsgård who has two daughters, one that is not talking to him at all and one that is somewhat talking to him. And so in that way, they're a lot alike. But I thought it was very, very well done. Beautiful performances by everybody. So, yeah, Sentimental Value. If you like international films, then I think that this is definitely needs to be on your list.
The Broadway musical, Merrily We Roll Along.
Yeah, it is the Broadway musical, meaning that it is a filmed play. I mean, you can see them on the stage. I have to tell you something about the background on this one. Kaufman and Hart, who were the most successful comedy playwrights of the first half of the 20th century, they did The Man Who Came to Dinner and a lot of other, you know, really, really funny plays. They did one serious one, and it was this, Merrily We Roll Along. And the gimmick about it, and it was a huge flop, and the gimmick about it is that it begins with the characters in middle age dealing with some of the choices they've made. And then each successive scene goes back in time until the first one when they're in their very early 20s and so optimistic and so close to each other, such wonderful friendships. And so you see it fall apart backwards. So Stephen Sondheim decided, I'm going to take this play that was a huge flop, and I'm going to put songs in it. And guess what? It was also a huge flop, and there's a great documentary about it. And Jason Alexander was one of his first big roles. And okay, fine, but they keep trying with it. And finally, when they put it on Broadway a couple of years ago with Daniel Radcliffe from Harry Potter and Jonathan Groff, one of the great Broadway stars, it was a hit. And so they filmed that. Now, having said that, in my opinion, you can see why it was not successful the first few times. Jonathan Groff, Daniel Radcliffe, absolutely great. Some of the songs are really good, but I think people are not necessarily on board with the idea of going through the story backwards. I think people find that confusing. So that's my caveat on that one.
We've got a couple of minutes left. Why don't you pick from the list here what you want to talk about?
Okay, well, the one I'm looking forward to that's kind of under the radar right now is Ella McKay with an all-star cast and from the guy from Broadcast News who wrote and directed it, and it's got kind of that vibe about a young woman who unexpectedly becomes the governor of a state and has to reconcile with her estranged father. Wake Up Dead Man from Knives Out, I love that series, and I love this movie. Incredible all-star cast with Glenn Close, Josh O'Connor, Josh Brolin, and then Marty Supreme is another one that's a little under the radar with a table tennis story with Timothée Chalamet that everybody's the early buzz on it is great. And finally, Song Song Blue, a Neil Diamond tribute team based on a true story starring Kate Hudson and Hugh Jackman. If you watch the trailer, you'll see why I'm looking forward to that one.
From Milwaukee. Thunder.
Yeah,
they're from Milwaukee.
That's right. From Milwaukee.
Let's talk about Wake Up Dead Man. That's from Knives Out,
that's
right?
That's the Knives Out one, yeah.
Now, does it have the James Bond guy coming back?
It does.
Oh, great!
Benoit Blanc, Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's got long hair in this one. And there are more twists and turns in this story than you can possibly count. It's what they call, if you're a mystery fan, you will know about the locked room mystery, where a dead body is found in a locked room, and that's what this one is, inspired by a book by John Dixon Carr and Edgar Allan Poe as well. And it's very gothic. It's great. I got to interview the composer. I had a great talk with him, and it turns out he is the first cousin of Rian Johnson, the writer-director, and they've been working together since they were in high school.
You know, we have the Knives Out on DVD, and we watch it all the time. We know what the ending is. We know it doesn't matter.
It's such too great much fun.
Yeah, there's great performances all around in that film.
All around, and you'll see the same in this one. And this one is so funny, particularly the first half. Very, very funny.
Yeah, I want just to mention, because I saw the preview for it when I saw Nuremberg. Hamnet. Now, not Hamlet. Hamnet. Just mention that for a second.
Okay, Hamnet is based on the true story of William Shakespeare's son who died in the plague and how that influenced him in writing Hamlet. And the movie begins by telling you that Hamlet and Hamnet were interchangeable names back in Shakespeare's time. The one to watch there in terms of the Oscars is Jessie Buckley, who plays Shakespeare's wife and who is, of course, shattered by the death of her son. And she is extraordinary. Jessie Buckley, amazing actress, really gets a chance to show what she's doing. Also, speaking of British actresses, H is for Hawk is coming to the screen, also with Claire Foy, and that looks really good, too.
And, of course, these are films all coming out this holiday season. One came out, and if you get a chance to watch Nuremberg, go watch it. It's 2.5 hours, but it flies by very quickly.
It does. It's excellent. Excellent movie.
And that's because you got great performances, again, from everybody there. MovieMom.com, MovieMom.com. Check Nell Minow out at what's the Siskel and Ebert site?
RogerEbert.com.
RogerEbert.com. And you can, if you want to hear our chat again, if you missed any part of it, say, oh, I forgot to tune on at 7:30. You can hear it. We're going to podcast it everywhere. So wherever you get your podcast, you can listen again. I love talking to you, Nell. I love talking to you. I love movies, and I love just chat. Even though I'm not a movie maker, I can't act. I can't do anything like that. It's always great to talk to people about movies. And I grew up going to movies my entire life. My parents went every weekend to the movies. So
I always have a blast talking to you, and we'll do it again soon.
You have a nice Thanksgiving with your family, and we got to talk soon. As soon as the holiday season's over, we'll talk about the winners and losers, and we'll talk about who's going to be nominated for the Academy Awards coming up in March. So,
you got it.